Just a few halachot in the laws of Bishule Goyim. As we know, it is forbidden to eat certain foods that were cooked by Goyim. What about now the Kelim, the vessels that the Goy cooked in? Kelim, this halacha kavdalid. Kelim shebishel behem a Goy davar asur. Mishum bishule goyim. A goy cooked kosher pot, kosher food, but the goy cooked. Once the food is forbidden to eat, so now you have forbidden food in the walls of the pot. Sarich lehem hekshir al yedei haga'ala. You have to kosher the pots. Ve'afilu enam b'nei yoman. You can't just say, well, I'll wait 24 hours, let them become what's called pagum, and then use them. Because you're not allowed to use kelim that are pagum lechatechila, and therefore, even though the isur is only midrabbanan, the law of bishul akum is rabbinical. So technically, you only have a rabbinical item in the walls. Still, the deen is they have to be koshered. However, there's certain kelim that hagala does not help. For example, keli heres. Let's say it's an earthenware keli or things like that. Porcelain and things like that, where you cannot kosher through haga'ala. So the Ben Ish Chai is lenient in these cases over here, that for bishul akum, he'll allow you to make haga'ala on it three times. Take a porcelain keli or the keli hayres, where normally you can't kosher it through dipping it in hot water, but in this case, there's leniencies to dip it three times in the water. And then he comes along and says, if you have a type of kelim, if you're going to dip it in the hot water, it's going to crack, it's going to bust, and it's going to be considered a hefsed, which means you're going to have to take a loss. He says, not a stam loss, a big loss. Obviously, it's an expensive type of kelim. After 24 hours, you can be lenient to use it without a gala. But again, one has to be careful, not only on the anyar of the bishul, but the kelim themselves have ramifications. It's very common. You have a maid that, let's say, makes food. It's cooking in the house. So everybody says, the food is kosher. The food is not. Because since she cooked, she made everything. So therefore, it's a problem. And then you have to worry about that. The vessels that were used also need to be koshered as well.